ただいまから英語リスニングテストを行います。問題の冊子は表紙の用紙1枚とその内側の回答用紙1枚の合計2枚を重ねて折ってあります。では冊子の上の2枚を重ねたまま真ん中から開きなさい。このページが英語リスニングテストの回答用紙です。答えはすべてこの回答用紙に記入しなさい。それでは左上の受験番号の欄に受験番号を記入しなさい。問題はパート A からパート C まであります。回答用紙の下にある表紙の内側にパート C で読む英文とメモ欄が印刷されています。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。では始めます。
Please look at Part A. In this part of the listening test, you will hear five conversations between Kana and Tom. You will hear each conversation twice. After listening to each conversation twice, you will hear a question. Each question will be read only once, and you must choose one answer. Now begin. Number one.
Tom, look at this. I painted this picture in the art class.
Wow! The picture is really good. It looks like a photo. I can't believe you painted this, Kana.
Tom, look at this. I painted this picture in the art class.
Wow! The picture is really good. It looks like a photo. I can't believe you painted this, Kana.
Question. What does Tom mean?
Number two.
Hi, Tom. What happened?
Why do you ask that, Kana?
Because you look happy. I guess something good happened to you.
Well, actually, you're right. Yesterday, I got a ticket from my uncle for my favorite singer's concert.
That makes sense. Hi, Tom. What happened?
Why do you ask that, Kana?
Because you look happy. I guess something good happened to you.
Well, actually, you're right. Yesterday, I got a ticket from my uncle for my favorite singer's concert.
That makes sense. Question. Which is true about this conversation?
Number three.
Tom, have you decided what to eat? If you need my help, I'll explain in English what is written on the menu.
Oh, I'm okay, Kana. These pictures on the menu help me choose what to eat. They look delicious.
If this menu were written in both Japanese and English, it would be easier for you to understand it. Tom, have you decided what to eat? If you need my help, I'll explain in English what is written on the menu.
Oh, I'm okay, Kana. These pictures on the menu help me choose what to eat. They look delicious.
If this menu were written in both Japanese and English, it would be easier for you to understand it.
Question. Which is true about this conversation? Number four. Hi, Kana. Some members of the music club will hold a concert on the stage in the park near our school.
It sounds fun, Tom. When will it be held?
It will be held this Saturday, December the 24th, and this Sunday, December the 25th. I'll be free on Saturday. How about going with me on Saturday?
Well, I have a piano lesson every Saturday. How about the 25th?
I'll go to the theater with my host family on the 25th.
I see. Oh, now I remember. Saturday the 17th was the last piano lesson of this year, so I'll be free on this Saturday.
Oh, great. Hi, Kana. Some members of the music club will hold a concert on the stage in the park near our school.
It sounds fun, Tom. When will it be held?
It will be held this Saturday, December the 24th, and this Sunday, December the 25th. I'll be free on Saturday. How about going with me on Saturday?
Well, I have a piano lesson every Saturday. How about the 25th?
I'll go to the theater with my host family on the 25th.
I see. Oh, now I remember. Saturday the 17th was the last piano lesson of this year, so I'll be free on this Saturday.
Oh, great!
Question. Which is true about this conversation?
Number 5. Hi, Kana. What are you doing?
I'm making a report about the interview I did at school in April.
Interview? Sounds interesting.
Yes, it is. I asked several questions to 100 students in the first grade, and they chose one answer from three choices.
What did you ask them?
First, I asked them, what is the thing you want to try harder? The choices are studying, making friends, and club activities. Can you guess which was chosen by the most students?
Well, I guess the most students chose making friends.
Well, 38 students chose that. But more students chose studying.
I see. What was another question?
I asked, what is the thing you enjoy the most at school? And the choices are studying, talking with friends, and club activities.
I guess the most students chose club activities.
That answer was chosen by the first grade students who joined a club activity. But many first grade students haven't joined a club activity yet. So more students chose talking with friends.
I understand. Hi, Kana. What are you doing?
I'm making a report about the interview I did at school in April.
Interview? Sounds interesting.
Yes, it is. I asked several questions to 100 students in the first grade, and they chose one answer from three choices.
What did you ask them?
First, I asked them, what is the thing you want to try harder? The choices are studying, making friends, and club activities. Can you guess which was chosen by the most students?
Well, I guess the most students chose making friends.
Well, 38 students chose that. But more students chose studying.
I see. What was another question?
I asked, what is the thing you enjoy the most at school? And the choices are studying, talking with friends, and club activities.
I guess the most students chose club activities.
That answer was chosen by the first grade students who joined a club activity. But many first grade students haven't joined a club activity yet. So more students chose talking with friends.
I understand. Question. Which is true about this conversation? Please look at Part B. In this part of the listening test, you will hear a part of a lesson. It will be spoken twice. After listening to it twice, you will hear two questions. Each question will be read only once, and you must choose one answer. Now begin.
Number 6.
Let's begin today's English lesson. In this school, every year, the students in the second grade make a drama in English and show it in class. Now you are sitting in a group of 5 or 6 people. You will make a drama with your group members. And one group from each class will show their drama in the school festival held in November. Now I will explain what you should do in the lessons. In today's lesson, you will make a story. I will tell you two important things. First, you need to make your own story. This means you can't use a story from books or movies. Next, Your story must be shorter than 10 minutes. In the next lesson, you will start to practice your drama. You need to practice the drama in 3 lessons next week. You need to speak clearly and fluently in your drama. Each of you needs to remember your own part. In the first lesson next month, you will watch the dramas in class. Each of you has 1 point, and when you watch the other groups, you will give the point to 1 group that you like. And the group which gets the most points will show their drama in the school festival. Let's begin today's English lesson. In this school, every year, the students in the 2nd grade make a drama in English and show it in class. Now you are sitting in a group of 5 or 6 people. You will make a drama with your group members. And 1 group from each class will show their drama in the school festival held in November. Now I will explain what you should do in the lessons. In today's lesson, you will make a story. I will tell you 2 important things. First, you need to make your own story. This means you can't use a story from books or movies. Next, your story must be shorter than 10 minutes. In the next lesson, you will start to practice your drama. You need to practice the drama in 3 lessons next week. You need to speak clearly and fluently in your drama. Each of you needs to remember your own part. In the first lesson next month, you will watch the dramas in class. Each of you has 1 point, and when you watch the other groups, you will give the point to 1 group that you like. And the group which gets the most points will show their drama in the school festival.
Question 1. Which is true about the things the teacher said? Question 2. Which is not true about the things the students need to do for their drama?
Please look at the test paper of Part C. First, please read the information about an event with Korean and Australian students. You have 1/2 a minute. Now, begin to read. Stop reading. Now you are going to hear the conversation between Tom and Kana. They are talking about an event on the internet with Korean and Australian students. You will hear their conversation and the question about it twice. When you are listening, you can take notes on the test paper about the things they say about the event on the internet with Korean and Australian students. Now, listen to the conversation.
Hi, Kana. Did you read the information our teacher gave us? It is about the event on the internet with Korean and Australian students. It sounds exciting. How about joining with me?
I can't decide, Tom. I want to improve my English skills, but I'm busy.
Well, I think preparing a speech will take some time. But the event on the internet doesn't take much time. You always say you want to go abroad. To visit Korea and Australia, it will take more time.
I see. You are right. That is a good point of this event. It takes only 2 hours. Students who join this event don't need to spend much time in a plane, and they don't need to prepare for travelling. But I think we can learn more things if we visit the countries.
Well, that's true. But also in the event, the students can learn about each other's countries. That is another good point of the event. They can easily imagine people's lives and their cultures because the students who make speeches will show some photos. And they can learn more things by asking questions.
I see. I want to hear the speeches and ask various questions, but I still can't decide about joining the event. Playing games in English sounds difficult.
It may be difficult, but the students in this school can improve their English skills when they play games. I think that is also a good point of this event.
I can understand the students can improve their English skills because during the game they have to speak English without preparing what they say.
You're right. And they have to communicate without using a dictionary.
I'm afraid of making mistakes when I speak English.
Don't worry. We can help each other. The event will be a great experience for you.
Okay, I will join the event too. Question. According to Tom and Kana, what are the good points about the event on the internet? Write them in English.
Hi, Kana. Did you read the information our teacher gave us? It is about the event on the internet with Korean and Australian students. It sounds exciting. How about joining with me?
I can't decide, Tom. I want to improve my English skills, but I'm busy.
Well, I think preparing a speech will take some time. But the event on the internet doesn't take much time. You always say you want to go abroad. To visit Korea and Australia, it will take more time.
I see. You are right. That is a good point of this event. It takes only 2 hours. Students who join this event don't need to spend much time in a plane. And they don't need to prepare for traveling. But I think we can learn more things if we visit the countries.
Well, that's true. But also in the event, the students can learn about each other's countries. That is another good point of the event. They can easily imagine people's lives and their cultures because the students who make speeches will show some photos. And they can learn more things by asking questions.
I see. I want to hear the speeches and ask various questions, but I still can't decide about joining the event. Playing games in English sounds difficult.
It may be difficult, but the students in this school can improve their English skills when they play games. I think that is also a good point of this event.
I can understand the students can improve their English skills because during the game they have to speak English without preparing what they say.
You're right. And they have to communicate without using a dictionary.
I'm afraid of making mistakes when I speak English.
Don't worry. We can help each other. The event will be a great experience for you.
Okay, I will join the event too. Question. According to Tom and Kana, what are the good points about the event on the internet? Write them in English. You have 6 minutes to write. Now begin.
書くのをやめなさい。回答用紙を裏返しにしなさい。これで英語リスニングテストを終わります。